Job 12, verse 10, "For the life of every living thing is in his hand, and the breath of every human being." Let's dive into this just for a moment. This verse reminds us the profound truth that God is both sovereign and in control of everything. Doesn't mean he takes away people's free will. We all have to make decisions, and people make very bad decisions that impact us, just like sometimes we make the wrong decision that impact ourselves and others. But it just gives us this big picture understanding that God is over every living thing. And the God that gave us breath is the one who holds all of the world together. It's a powerful reminder that God is the ultimate author of life. He's the creator. He's the sustainer of all living things. Every breath we take, every beat of our heart, it's in his hands. And he holds the very essence of our existence in his grasp. And then he guides us and directs us on our path according to his perfect will. Even when we get it wrong, the New Testament says he can even cause our mistakes to prosper. So he's in control and he cares about us. He cares about you. I find that incredibly comforting. That means I can trust his provision, his protection, and his heart. It means I can surrender my worries and fears and uncertainties to him because he holds it all together in his hands. So when the storm rages around us, when we feel overwhelmed by challenges that we might be facing, even today, we can take comfort in the fact that we're held secure in the palm of his hand. Nothing can take us out of his grasp. Nothing, the Bible says, can separate us from his love. If you connect this scripture with 1 Peter 5, verse 6, it says, "Then humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so at the proper time he may exalt you." To work those two together, it means that everything is in the grip of God's hand. Everything that is alive, everything that has breath, God has his hand on. But if you didn't choose to humble yourself under the one who's already in control, you choose to submit to his will in the due season, in the right time, in the payoff of your life, he will elevate you. He will show you honor. He will bring promotion on your life. So God is in control, but we get to decide, do we want to humble ourselves under his hand? And when we make that decision, even today, we know that God promotion, God provision, and God direction is ours. Let me lead you into prayer. Say this with me. God, I believe you're in control. You're the author of life. You're the sustainer of life. You know what my day holds, and you hold it all in your hand. I choose to humble myself under your care, your protection, your guidance. I choose to follow your voice, to obey your word. And as I humble myself today, I know in this next season, honor and promotion and provision and victory is my portion because you're such a good God. Amen. Job 12, verse 10, "For the life of every living thing is in his hand, and the breath of every human being."